وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of talks for humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi. We've been talking about different characteristics of perfect human being, the ideal image of human being that is drew in the holy book by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In previous episode, we said that one of the great characteristics of true believers, of Ibadur Rahman, perfect human beings, is that they avoid any kind of vain talk, act, session, gathering, party, or whatever that is familiar to that. In another word, we said that perfect human being avoid joining any kind of enterprise, any kind of activity that loses their capital without giving anything to them in return, meaning that they avoid any type of useless and non-beneficial activity or non-beneficial saying, word. And we explained that the reason beyond this is quite logic, because they want to protect their startup capital. The startup capital was the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to them, offered to them, life, time, capabilities, capacities, energy. We said that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that all human beings are in loss except the ones إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except the ones who keep their faith and they act and they practice good deeds. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excludes this group? Because they are not in loss, because they have protected their capital by practicing good deeds, actually by adding something to their capital, or at least not losing that without having anything in return. We said that this is called, the non-beneficial activity is called al-laghw. So we said one of the characteristics of true believers is that. If you remember, some episodes ago, we talked about one of the traditions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is embodiment of deeds. Tajassumul a'mal. We said that whatever act that we practice in this world, not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us a reward or give us a punishment for that. No. More accurately, we have to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the same act to us with its reality. If it has a good reality, we will feel, we will face its reality. If it's not, if it's an ugly action, we will face that with its ugly reality. No matter what kind of feature, what kind of layer it had, it used to have in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us face our own act with its reality in the next world. So we call that tajassumul a'mal, embodiment of deeds. Now that we say that one of the characteristics of perfect human beings, of Ibadur Rahman, is to avoid laghw, so this is going to emerge. This is going to appear with its reality in the next world. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Naba, verse 35, describing heaven, says a word that is very interesting. So let's have a short break and then come back and we will follow the verse of chapter Naba. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi Allahumma salli ala Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. I am Hamza Azizi. We have come to discuss about the characteristic of avoiding vain activities and talks and acts as a characteristic of true believers and Ibadur Rahman. And we said this is going to manifest in the next world, in the heaven. That's why in chapter Naba, verse 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes heaven and the people of heaven in this way, that لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا. The people who are in heaven, therein they shall hear neither vain talk nor lies. Since in this world they used not to join any type of vain talk or any type of lies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reality of their actions in this world with its own reality in the next world in the heaven. That's why one of the blessings of the heaven, this is actually a blessing when you are in a circumstance, in a position that nothing bothers your soul. No lies, no vain talks. Nothing bothers your soul. So this is a blessing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that as a blessing and as a description of heaven. And that is something that was emphasized by our infallible leaders, Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, a lot. It's been narrated that once Prophet Muhammad entered the mosque, Masjid al-Nabi, and he faced a group of people circled around a person who was a stranger. Prophet asked about whom the guy was, and some answered that he is Allama. Allama means the most knowledgeable, very knowledgeable, Allama. And Prophet asked that what kind of knowledge he has that you think that he is very tremendously knowledgeable. They said that he is so perfect, he's so expert in specifying and identifying the genealogies of Arab, their histories, their whatever that is connected to the history of ignorance age. That's why we call him Allama, very knowledgeable. Prophet Muhammad said that ذَاكَ عِلْمٌ لَا يَضُرُّ مَنْ جَهِلَهُ. This is a knowledge, but it is not going to be a very beneficial knowledge, because if you do not have such knowledge, it will not hurt you, it will not harm you, it will not be harmful not to have such knowledge. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ مَنْ عَلِمَهُ. And the one who possesses such knowledge, that is not very beneficial to him. It means that it's a kind of neutral, if we can say, neutral knowledge. Not beneficial nor harmful. It means that it is لغو, something that is not going to be useful. It is going to make you as a loser. So every second that we are losing, we have to gain something in return. As Amir al-Mu'mineen said, مَنْ سَاوَ يَوْمَاهُ فَهُوَ مَغْبُونَ. The one who has two similar days is a loser. It means that if my yesterday is similar to my today, means that the same actions I had yesterday, the same activities that I had yesterday, I repeat it today. Nothing is added to my knowledge, nothing added to my qualifications, nothing is added to my capabilities. So I'm a loser. I didn't gain anything today. Today is the same as yesterday. Inshallah, we will follow the rest of the characteristics of perfect human beings in the next episode. Thank you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.